One of the biggest revelations came from a whistleblower who reported that in 2018, a project called Diffuse was advocated for by Dazak, Dr. Shi, Zhengli Shi from Wuhan, Barrick and others. And it was a proposal to create a coronavirus with a special cleavage site called the furin cleavage site, which has not been found in nature in this particular family of coronaviruses, which turns out was in COVID. So to create a virus that looks very similar to COVID, they had a research proposal and it wasn't funded. But you would have thought that when COVID turns up in January of 2020, a year or two later, and it looks exactly like what they were going to create, you would have thought all of the investigators would have immediately called the White House, called Anthony Fauci and said, holy crap, they did it. They did it. We didn't fund them, but they did it anyway. This is exactly what they were going to do. I was part of the proposal, but I want to make sure you know that this is evidence that they end up doing it. Nobody called. We've asked Ralph Barrett this. Did you ever tell anyone about the Diffuse Project? Oh, no, it just slipped my mind. I have a lot of grants. Well, how many grants do you have to create a virus that's exactly the same or very, very similar to COVID? None. And you told no one. So we know Ralph Barrett, Matt with Anthony Fauci, February 11th, 2020. And I've asked both of them, did it come up, the Diffuse Project? In fact, it never came up between them that they'll admit to, but it also never came up in public until a brave major, Murphy, came up and revealed this to us, once again at the risk to his career, revealed that this was going on. It was hidden in a folder, had disappeared from a folder, showed back up in a folder, and he found it because he knew where to look and was smart enough to look for it, but it never would have been known. There was a vast cover-up. And no one's gone to jail, but I continue to try every day to reveal more of this with the hope that justice will be done.